boxing fan, are you?
Yeah, I'm a Harley fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he your ultimate sporting hero, as a matter of interest?
I don't know, really. I can't really say, to be honest, because like, cause it was before my time, it's a bit difficult. I mean, obviously, I've seen a lot of his stuff. But like, for me, probably nowadays, like, footballing terms, probably obviously Thierry, I would say. But Michael Jordan, a big basketball fan, so
yeah,
probably
that's
MJ.
Right. I remember him.
Yeah, that's probably Michael.
Have you been bulking up at all on the weights at all this season? You're looking very fit.
No, I've had to do bits and bobs, really, because like, I've obviously been struggling with a groin problem for a little while now. And, just like I want to do like a lot of leg work, a lot of upper body to try and get I think stronger. So doing a lot of yoga and glides and stuff. The groin still, you know, give me a little bit of jib up. Yeah.
It's normally the older players who turn to the yoga and Pilates.
Yeah, but I'm thinking if I start now, then it's going to help me in the long run. Do you know what I mean?
You're not getting any stick off the others for doing these things,
anyway. Nah, of course, because some of them do it as well. To be fair, I'm probably the youngest in the group that does it. Like, but at the same time, it's all going to help, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I need to do it.
So how long do you hope to carry on playing at the top four, you know? Are you one of these guys who like to play to sort of 38, 39?
Probably until my body packs in. Yeah. I'd like to keep going too, yeah, because obviously I like love playing the sport. It's a great sport, and as long as I can keep going, the better.
So you're doing sort of yoga once a week, are you, or something like that?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah, a woman comes in every day and does the yoga, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. And it's been a good start for the team, hasn't it? Unbeaten under the new manager. I mean, are you enjoying that?
Yeah, it's been quite a good, solid start. Yeah, we're undefeated, one of the only teams that's undefeated. We're defending well, we're working well as a team, and we're getting results, so yeah, we can't complain.
And I think you're one of those characters who are probably never fully happy unless you're banging in the goals fairly regularly.
Yeah,
is that at all, taking the gloss off things for you? Or?
No, I mean, I'm obviously delighted that the team's doing really well. We've got off to a solid start, I mean, especially for the manager as well, under a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
But yeah, as a striker, you want to score in every game you play, and to be fair, I'm lucky I've got off the mark already, so... Hopefully I can just, I'm sure the goals will come, but at the same time we've got to find the right formation, I think, for the team to be solid and offensive, do you know what I mean? But, the gaffer's, he's looking at different alternatives, different formations, and hopefully it'll work.
And I think when you spoke at the kit launch in the summer, you said even though Stuart and Ashley had gone, that you hoped to sort of adapt your game to still score regularly. And how do you plan to do that, or how are you working on that?
I'm just working hard, still making the same runs. I mean, to be fair, the game of football don't really change, really. If you make the same movements, the same runs, then eventually the ball will come. So and that's what I'm going to keep doing. I mean, yeah, we've lost potentially three with Kyle Walker, three fantastic players who created a lot of my goals last season when they came to Villa. And then we replaced them with JJ and Hudson, both equally can do the job. I mean, I played with both of them before at Spurs. Yeah. Played at Hudson at Sunderland as well, and he's going to be a great addition to the team. And he's somebody who can get crosses in, can get forward, and yeah, I'm rushing playing with him.
He said at his unveiling actually that he felt you combined pretty well at Sunderland. Did he give you a few assists?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I mean, one thing about Hart is just brilliant. He's like a modern day right back. He's not classed a right back anymore. He's getting forward, crosses in. And as a striker, that's what you need. You need the service. You need the ball to be coming in the box, and that's what Hots provides.
Yeah, because you're famous, I think, for your goal ratio. You put in a better than me. It's about 1 in 2 games. Is it something like
that? Yeah, I mean, I'd like to be able to continue that.
I think you'll be able to keep that going.
Yeah, I'd like to be able to continue that. But as I said, it's sort of about we find a system that works, and find a system also where we're a lot more dangerous and a lot more potent. Because I think so far this season we've been so much very better defensively than we were last season that we've maybe taken a bit off offensively, do you know what I mean? Because we've been so solid, so we somehow need to find a happy balance.
You've got that base now, haven't you? So well, I guess looking at it pragmatically, you sort that out first, don't you? And then
our problem has never been as a team, as people know, is scoring goals. I mean, even before I got here, we've always been an offensive team. But our problem last season was, obviously, as a team, we weren't defending well. But this season, as I said, the gaffer's shored it up now, and we seem to be leaking not as many goals. We're being solid. So now it's about developing something that we've not had problems with, which is, obviously, the offensive side of it.
Because he did say after the Wolves game that he felt you were getting a little bit frustrated with the lack of openings. But
as a striker, when you're a striker and you're used to getting chances left, right and centre and scoring goals, that's what you want, really. So when the ball's not coming and you're not getting quite as many opportunities, obviously it's going to play on your mind. You're going to get frustrated. But the main thing is, for me, I'm a team player. As long as Aston Villa as a team's doing really well, then I can't grumble, I can't complain.
And you've got Sunderland, Newcastle this weekend, but you're being ex-Sunderland. I mean, are you expecting a bit of a stick from them? Is that a sweet game for you, potentially?
I'm sure not as much stick as I'm going to get probably on October 29th, but... But yeah, I'll get probably stick from the Newcastle fans, but Aston Villa fans have been fantastic with me since I've been here, and I'm sure Newcastle, as much as those Newcastle fans will want to give me stick, I'm sure. They won't give me too much because obviously they're at Villa Park, but when I go up to St James, I'm sure it'll be a lot different. But as I said, at the same time, as long as the team's playing well and we're winning, then I'm happy.
I didn't get a chance to check out your stats for the Newcastle. Were they fairly favourable during your time?
I mean, my first ever goal in football was against Newcastle when I was at Ipswich. I scored against them last season. I scored a few goals against Newcastle. But
when you, because I know you're closing in on that landmark of 100 Premier League goals, have you got anything up your sleeve for, you know, celebrating your time?
No, because the last thing I want to do is start planning what I'm going to do and then I'll never get to it. But it takes ages to get to it, so what I want to do is get there first, and then once I've actually got there, then I'll just do something off the off the spur of the moment rather than do something pre-book it.
Yeah, fair enough. The Mirror have been doing a lot on the fact that you know, this concept to get more black coaches and managers into the game. About it.
What is the Rooney Rule, by the way?
Well, it's that when there's a shortlist for managerial vacancies, that at least one black coach or manager is on the shortlist. It's not saying they have to have the job, it's just saying that they've got a chance to be interviewed. And so, like when, you know, Alex got the job, say, I don't know, they interviewed Chris Hughton or something like that. That concept. You've opened up a few more doors. I mean, do you agree with that?
I mean, it is kind of surprising. I mean, there's been some top black players like maybe the Andy Coles, the Ian Wrights, the maybe John Barnes's, people like that. And it is surprising that there's not a few more black coaches and black managers, but I don't think it's intentional. I just think maybe the right job hasn't come up, but as I said, hopefully, you know, things will change and there'll be one or two about. I mean, I'm sure there's no conspiracies, that there's no black managers, but I'm sure in due time, hopefully, you know, I mean, there'll be a few. I mean, I'd like to be one when I finish playing football, so hopefully you get the opportunity.
Because you know, you're one of the more, always seemed quite good talker, understand the game and stuff, so management is something you would like to do.
Yeah, definitely. I've always been quite intrigued to, you know, to see it from a manager's perspective and see how hard the actual job is. So, yeah, it'd be nice to be able to do that.
Because at the moment, I don't know how much stress there is to your job. I mean, when you go home after you, training and stuff, do you manage to switch off from football? Because I get the impression with management it's 24/7.
Yeah, I mean, I manage to switch off because, you know, I mean, as a player, I'm sure it's a lot more easy, but as you said, a manager, they never get really the opportunity to switch off because they're thinking about the next game, the team they're going to pick, potential signings.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, things are going well. What can I do to change it? So, yeah, I'm sure for a manager it's really, really stressful.
But perhaps in, say, 10 years' time when you're looking to move into coaching, maybe there'll be a few more doors that are easily opening for ethnic minority coaches and managers. Most people would hope that.
Hopefully, I mean, I mean, when I get obviously to that stage and I think about managing and coaching, I just hope that there's an opportunity for me, really.
Yeah, because a lot of people say strikers don't always see the overall, the overall game. Often the captain's the centre back or the goalkeeper. Or whatever. Yeah. You obviously take in the bigger picture, do you?
Yeah, you have to look at the bigger picture. I mean, people only said it as a striker because you look in one way, but at the same time, I can see everything that goes on. Yeah, it's all good.
Have you seen any other players you come across you thought would be good managers? Do you often sometimes think that, oh, he'd be, you know, Richard Dunn or whoever it is, you think they'd make a good manager?
I think in our squad, a potential manager, I mean, I think Stillian would be a good manager. Stillian Petrov, I think he could be a potentially good manager. Who else there could be a good manager, I think?
What are the skills you need, do you think? Is it communication?
I think communication, just and understanding the game, awareness. Tactical awareness, I think, yeah. So I think Stillian could definitely go and manage.
The press would certainly welcome that. He's a good bloke. On England, Darren, you've obviously missed the last few games for injury, haven't you? How frustrating was that?
Yeah, it is really frustrating. I mean, the team played really, really well. I mean, so there's certain people in the team that seem to have gone up a few notches. I mean, like Ashley Young at the moment, he's playing really, really well for club and country. He seems to be on a different planet at the moment.
Does he? You're still texting him every day?
Yeah, I still speak to him every day. You know, I mean, like, wish him well and still speak to him quite regularly because, like, he's a good friend of mine. Stuart Downing's flying as well. So it's nice to see some of the old Villa boys doing really, really well. And you knew they would do because they're such quality players.
I mean, when you see them go to a bigger, to the greatest respect, probably bigger clubs, Champions League football, Europe, etc., does part of that think, you know, maybe I'll do the same.
No, no, no.
No, I mean, I'm at Villa now. The aspect, the ambition would be to for Villa, me and Villa, to get there.
Yeah, I'm trying to catch Darren.
Yeah, it calls us the, you know, that's probably the biggest aim for us as a club to grow and be there. I mean, Villa have got there before and they finished sixth twice in 2 years. So obviously that would be the ambition to maybe go that step again or maybe a step higher.
I remember you were begging Ashley Young to stay. What do you text him now? Do you tell him to try to keep his feet on the ground, give him some stick, do you?
Nah, not really. Fair. Ashley, he always keeps his feet on the ground. I just treat him like, well done, and just talk about other stuff really. I mean, we don't really talk about football too much. We talk about other bits and bobs really.
I can imagine what. but I mean, you could be teammates with them in the summer, couldn't you? Because they're going so well.
I mean, yeah, I mean, 100% that Ashley Drew will be there for the Euros in the summer, and hopefully if I can keep scoring, Villa can keep doing well as a football club, then I'll be there too. I mean, there's been some strikers, I've had some good starts to the season, some good English strikers coming through as well, so it's about trying to do as well as I can, concentrate on what I'm doing, and hopefully I'll be there.
Who do you think, is there any English strikers that have come through or coming through this season you think could be rivals, if you like?
I think Danny Welbeck. I mean, I've seen him closely at Sunderland. I thought he's done really well. I mean, Daniel Sturridge is a good player.
Yeah.
I'm sure, young D'Alfonso who's at Villa, I'm sure if he got the opportunity to go somewhere and play some games, I'm sure he'd be a threat as well, because I see him as a top young player. I mean, he's not really had the opportunity now to show what he's about, but I'm sure if he went somewhere, maybe on loan and played a lot of games, I'm sure he'd score a handful of goals.
So a few youngsters coming through to keep you on your toes, you're not...
Yeah, I mean, it's always about, Shearer's probably the best example. I mean, he kept himself in great shape and he went till he was 34 and he came out of the Newcastle team when he was ready to retire. No one forced him out, he walked out and to be fair, that's the aim, I think.
Yeah, well, it sounds as though with your name, the Pilates, yoga, going about it the right way.
So yeah, so hopefully...
You hope to be... past that 100 goal landmark and the rest then.
It'd be nice.
Yeah. Okay, well listen, I've got plenty for a nice piece there, Darren.
Of course.
So thank you. Definitely. Brian knows what we're doing.
Do you want to ask us what the acorns are?
Well, I think the best thing is if we just...
put a tag in.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, because there's a count here.
You email me.
I'll email you across.
Thanks, Darren.
Good night. Good night. Cheers, Darren. Thanks.
Have we finished?
That's you done? Yeah. And you, Nev, do you need any more pictures?
Right, you
just want to follow the tag, Darren.
Cool.
Good man. Is that right?
Yeah, but
I just didn't want you to.
No, fair enough. I just thought I just came on the spur of the moment. I was trying to catch him.